Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam Hilchos Isuri Bia Perek Yutes Halacha Tesvav Chapter 19 Law 15. Kohanim Ulevim V'Yisraelim Mutarim Lavo Zebozet. A Kohen Levi Yisrael, they can intermarry with each other. There's no problem anyone marrying the other one. And Vahavlad, and the child will. We're on 15. The child will, I set it up there, the child will holeich achar azochar, will go after the male. Whatever the male is, if the male's a Yisrael, the child will be Yisrael. Levi, Kohen, it all is determined by the male. Okay, in brackets, Levim v'Yisraelim v'chalolim, Levites, Yisraelim v'chalolim, mutarim lava zebazet. They can all marry amongst each other. We're adding chalol now. Chalol can marry a Levi, chalol can marry Yisrael, no problem. Va'avlad holich achar azochar, and we go after the male as well. How do we know we go after the male? That we learn in the Sefer Bamidbar, when they counted the tribes, it says, Shedemar v'yisyaldu al mishpachos, on l'beisav osam, they gave birth according to their families, according to the houses of their fathers. Base of mishpachta, the house of the father is called the family. Ve'im beisimo mishpachta, the house of the mother is not called the family. So you see that pedigree goes after the mother. Now, tezayim, levim v'yisraelim v'chalolim, Levites Yisrael and chalolim, and gerim and converts, va'avodim mishuchvarim, and freed slaves are all mutarim lavo zevazev. They all can marry one amongst each other. There's no problem them marrying each other. And a convert or a freed slave who married a female Levite or a female Yisraelite or a chalala, hare habein Yisraeli, the child is a bona fide Jew, and as such, for example, is not allowed to marry a mamzeris or things like that. Okay, so that's fine.
When they use the term Levite, do they mean Kohen and Levi?
A Levi.
Just Levi.
As opposed to a Kohen.
Sam Polster. Right.
The Israeli Olevi Acholosh and Nasagiris Mishachers, and a Jewish man, or a Levi, or a female, a male man, Cholol, that married a Giris Mishachers, Havlat Holech Achar Azochar. The child goes after the male, and therefore is considered either Yisrael, a Levi, or a Chalal. Okay. Yud Zayin. Kol Mishpachos Becheskes Kashas. We assume all Jewish families are kosher families. I look around the room. We look. The Rambam would say, you're kosher, your family, your whole family. We assume you're all kosher Jews. Umuto Lisa Mem Lechachila. And you can marry initially any of their children. No problem. But still in all, there's things that families can do that could hurt their chazaka. See the Hatfuls and the McCoys that are fighting with each other. Always fighting with each other. Okay, Tamid, constant. They're always fighting with each other. Or see one particular family that's always fighting with people. Tamid, always. Reisa Ishu Marba Mariva Mako. You see, one individual that always fights with everybody.
Oh boy.
Vaspanviosa, and he has a lot of brazenness. We are concerned about their pedigree. We have no halachic basis to say this, so to speak, but there is a moral basis for us, as we'll see in a moment. For royally struck man, you should distance yourself from such a mishpacha. If this man fights with everybody all day long, every day, day in, day out, and he's got a daughter for a shidduch for your son, stay away. It's not a halach. We're not saying osur. We're just giving you advice. Why? She'elu simone paslus him. These are signs of people who may very well not be authentic Jews. We'll explain this all in a moment. Or a guy who always says everybody else is possible. He's a terrible Jew. He's a dad. They're all a bunch of stinkers, right? Constantly seems to be a word that I'm keep saying over and over. Not just once, but constantly. Kigon, for example, Shinosa in Shemes Bimishpacha, so Biyachidim, he puts a, how does he translate the word Shemes?
Stain?
Yeah, something like that.
Slurs
on families or individuals. Verminal Shemem, he says, you're a mamzer, you're probably a mamzer too. Chayshin, we're concerned about that guy's pedigree, because maybe Shemem Mamzer, or maybe he's a mamzer.
It's deflected.
V'im, projecting too, right? V'im amar lahem shem avadim, and if he says other people are a bunch of slaves, chayshin lo shem avadim, maybe he's a slave. Shekolat poisel b'mumma, anyone who renders unfit with a blemish probably is only reflecting his own blemish.
What you say is what you want.
Yes, it's true. So that, and all these other people who are always fighting in this, you'll see. Someone's got a lot of brazenness. Oh, sorry, it's a cruelty. He hates people. Doesn't do kindness with people. We should think of him much more than he's probably Shema Givoni. Maybe he's a Gibeonite.
Oh, no.
Who? He is. Because we know. Shesimani Yisrael ha'uma kedoisha. What's the sign of a Jew who's part of the holy people? Three things.
Embarrassed.
By shanim, where people will get embarrassed easily. Rachmanim, we're merciful. V'gom lechazim, we do acts of kindness.
Loving kindness.
Uba givonim, what do we know about the Gibeonites, which we already discussed earlier? Vavigonim lo mibnei Yisrael ha'ema. Shmuel Navi says they're not concerned from the Jewish people. One, we say Ezu b'neim, that brazenness. The only spice who they did not allow themselves to be appeased by King David, if you recall. The Rechamano b'nei Yisrael, they had no mercy on the children of Shaul. The Lo Gamuli Yisrael Chesed, and they didn't do kindness to the Jews. Limchol b'nei Malcolm to forgive the children of their king. V'masim Chesed, because they had done a Chesed for him. V'achim b'chin, allowed them to live. We allowed the Givonim to live originally. They fooled us into being Yidden, and then when they suffered a loss indirectly through Shaul's Avera by killing out the city of Nov. The Givonites refused to forgive the Jews unless, I believe, seven of Shaul's descendants would be killed. They had no mercy. So in other words, the Rambam is saying, if you see a Jew who's not acting with these three qualities on a consistent basis, we cannot say halachically they're not Jewish. There's no way. The only way you do that is with two witnesses. You have two witnesses. We say, you know what? Something doesn't smell good with this guy, this family, and Eitz HaTeva, stay away. We'll never be able to halachically say this, but they don't act like Jews. And if you don't act like Jews for such a long period of time, there could be a concern that they may not be.
So if they see you looking on the surface, you shouldn't go digging.
No, but regular Jews don't look for trouble.
Yes, everybody's considered kosher.
But there are certain people, you know, whenever you run into them, it's always bad news. The guy always is knocking people. He's always, you know, and obviously if he has a number of these negative qualities rolled into one, it's even worse. The guy, let's say, never gives tzedakah. Just never gives, and he's a rich guy, never gives tzedakah. That's a big strike against the guy. And now, and then he's brazen, he insults people, gets fights with people. It's another strike against the guy. Stay away. Stay away from such people.
But we're saying it's indicative of his lineage being questioned.
That's right. But again, we could never ever say that
he is
that if you marry their children, you're marrying someone who's possible to come into the congregation of Israel. But
proof.
That's he should be concerned. And that's as far as we can go. Okay, now we move on to a little bit more conclusive evidence. Not just people doing things, we got witnesses or rumors. We'll see as we halachas advance. It gets tougher and tougher. Mishpacha shekara leha iror. Let's say the family that up to now was assumed to be a good family, but now there is a dispute about their lineage. But that can only be considered if for who she'eidu shnayim. There are two witnesses who testify that there's a problem. Okay? Because otherwise we assume they have a chazaka.
Right.
Now these two want to take them out of their chazaka, that they're kosher. So you got to have two witnesses. Then they say the following: Shinis Ariban Mamzer Acholo, where there is mixed into this family a Mamzer or a Cholo, if there be Kohanim, Oshiyesh Bramavdus, or there is some kind of servants over here that got mixed in over there. Harezes Suffek. At best, we could say it's a Suffek. In other words, they don't have, you know. We know Epis three generations ago. We know that Epis of Mamzer was in there. We don't know. We don't know every single detail. We don't know if things got corrected. But there is definitely witnesses there were problems over there. So now all the people now of marriageable age now are all considered a suffix, and therefore now the mishpachas kohanim he. And if there's a mishpacha kohanim involved over there, lo yisa bimenu isha. Actually, a kohen should not marry in that family until he checks it out. In other words, these are all sveikas, and you got to check them out. In other words, two witnesses said, you know, I the grandmother, Epis something, she married a mamzer or something over there. It's not good. Two witnesses, I remember, the great, your grandmother married a mamzer. So now we have to, now the onus is now, so now people are said, you know what? Stay away from this family, depending on the nature of the trouble. So now we have to make inspections. We have to go through the lineage. So now you have to make thorough inspections to find out, to clear the air and to, you know, bring marriage documents, whatever, that show there was no problems, this and that. Now the onus is on the family to prove that their pedigree is good. How far do you have to go back and to what extent? That's what Rambam's going to discuss now in the middle of Halacha Yudches. How far do you go back? How far do you have to check? Arba imahos, four mothers, chain shmona that are really eight.
Whoa.
Meaning to say, four mothers and their mothers. So if you have four types of mothers, then their mothers, so that becomes eight mothers, and we'll see exactly how this has to go. So let's say, for example, now I had it charted out for myself. Oh, if I, but we got, oh no, wait, we'll just hear it, and you'll, if we need to chart it out, we'll chart it out. All right, so now let's say there's a girl here. You want to marry this girl. And there's talk about there's something, there's a mamzer somewhere over there. Well, now you can't marry this girl. But first you have to investigate this girl's pedigree. So how do we do it? So first of all, we gotta look at her. So she's the starting point. Now obviously, she has a mother, and she has a father. Okay, now we're gonna have to, on the mother's side, we're gonna have to check four types of mothers. And on the father's side, we're gonna have to check four types of mothers of the father. To see if they were bona fide Jewish with no problems. You have to know that these eight women were clean as a whistle. Then we can, it takes away the two witnesses and everything is fine. So what, let's look now from the girl's maternal side. Let's look at the four from the maternal side. Number one, Ima. First of all, it's her mother. Let's first look into this mother. Is this mother a kosher Jew or not? That's number one. Then we go to the Aim Ima, the mother's mother.
The grandmother.
Well, not just the grandmother, the maternal grandmother.
Right.
Okay. Then we, what's, and then of course, that mother has a father also, right? The mother of the girl has a mother, and we check the mother, but then the mother's mother had a husband who's her father.
Well, it says here, but.
And now we check, now I'm continuing, the aim of the ima. Then we gotta check the mother of the father of her mother. So in other words, the great grandmother from the maternal great grandmother from her father's side. In other words, the girl's mother's father's mother. Okay? That's, we go back. And then, the aim of the ima. Now the mother of the mother of the father of the mother of this girl. Okay? The right? Did I get that? I skipped one. I skipped one.
The aim of the ima.
The mother of the father. So that's four on the mother's side. Yeah. Now we go to the father's side. This girl, we look at the father now. Now we're going to check, the number five is the mother of her father, her father's mother. Mm-hmm. So the paternal grandmother, okay. And then who's the next one? The Aim Avia, and the mother of the mother of her father. And then her father's mother has a husband. So the Aim Avi Avi Aviha, the mother of the father of the father of her father. The aim avia, the mother of the father. All right, those are the eight. Okay, so that
there you go.
That's how far, you know. In other words, you're going. The girl looks at her mother and her mother's mother. The girl looks at her mother's father and the mother of the father and the mother of the mother of the father. Then she looks at her father. Her father has a mother. We check the father's mother and the mother of the mother of the father. The father who has a mother also has a father, and we check that father's mother and the mother of that mother.
There you go.
Wait a day for this.
Say that.
It's all on my chart.
No, it's just the fathers.
It's all on my chart.
With the brothers.
All right, but we're definitely, you know,
at the end of the day?
What?
Four.
It depends. From the girl, we've gone four. Two generations beyond. If you're going directly from mother and through the mother's father, we're going three generations before her in those directions.
Four. Yeah, I thought it was four generations.
Well, you have the girl. You have the girl.
Is one.
The mother.
Two.
And her mother.
Three.
That's three. Then you have the girl who has a mother. And instead of her mother, you look at her father.
That's
and then the
two.
Father's mother.
Three.
And then
four.
The mother of that mother
five.
Of the father.
That's four.
My
that's
mom
four.
Says the maternal's grandmother. Go back to 18, please, whoever's got that.
Me.
So.
Five. Don't tell me to look at. No. What? Yeah.
Okay, so it says here. It says. The
I already
mother,
explained it. Do you want me to put this on a chart? If you want, I'll chart it out for you.
The mother.
Oh, I see. Okay,
the mother.
You want to give me the iPad for a minute? I'm sorry.
No, you. I was reading that wrong. You're right. I read it wrong.
Your paper's got an update. You know that. Do you have the update on paper? And too far.
Where is paper today?
There.
I don't have an update on it. Maybe I updated it. Come on.
There you
okay,
go.
Now.
What color you want today?
Maybe yeah. Create the chart, just pass that paper.
Yeah,
we got a girl.
Nobody died.
Okay. She has a mother and a father. Okay? Okay. So, what are we checking? Number one, we're checking her mother. That's number one. Okay? Now the mother, this mother, has a mother and she has a father. This mother has a mother and a father. So after we check mother, that's one. We check this mother is number two. Okay? Now the father has a mother. That's number three. And the mother has a mother and that's number four. That's the four on that side.
That's four generations.
Now, on the father's side,
yeah.
The father also has a mother, and the father has a father. So we check this mother, this is number five, and we check the mother's mother, that's number six. The father has a mother, that's number seven, and the mother, the father, is number eight.
Why are we going back one generation more?
Don't ask me why. Let's just understand what. Okay. Now, you're just going to let me just hang on to this chart over here. Okay. You're not going to look at the Rambam, and just let me continue with the chart. Okay. Halacha Yutes says like this. V'im ha'isa mishpacha zu shakar leha ir or levim or yisraelim. If there now is two witnesses who are making criticisms over here regarding Levites or Yisraelim, and a Kohen now wants to marry into this family. In other words, we've got to be much, we know, but family of four was an issue with the Kohen's family.
Right.
And Kohen's are a little bit more particular. But Yisraels and Levim aren't as particular, so therefore, we have to go back an extra generation. So Moses, Levim, Zug Echad, we go and inspect another pair. V'nim Tzabodek Eserimos, comes up, we check 10 mothers. And who is the 10 mothers? We add over here one, the mother of the mother of the mother of the girl. That's number 9. And we add over here the mother of the mother of the mother of the father. That's number 10. To be extra careful when we're dealing with Levites and Yisraelim, who probably, and we'll see in a minute, but these are the ones we have to add to be much more strict, because Kohanim wearing into non-Kohanim families, they may have been less careful about their lineage, so we have to even take it back an extra generation to prove that it's okay.
Maybe answer Paul's question. It's you're really only going back three generations of mothers, just that for the girl, you've got to... For the father, you have to skip a generation to get to the first mother.
That's right, because you don't have a mother. That's right. The father here and the father here, it's not a mother. And we'll see in a minute, it's the mothers that are critical. So you're bumping up two. You're bumping up two from mothering, as it were.
Yeah, well, from the girl, you're going three generations of mothers, either way.
Well, you're going to this mother, it's one, and to this mother, it's two.
Well,
really,
father, you're only in the father.
But here, no, it's this mother. It's still one, but now we got to jump
two,
three. So that, you know, that's how Hans wants to make it work. Okay, here, take this, please. I'm sorry. Don't ask me why.
No, but the Kohanim versus the
Levi.
You said that you're going to go farther back. It's like, it seems to be more stringent for Kohen, for Levi than Israel. I don't understand that. I could understand if we were more stringent for Kohanim. That I would guess.
Well, Kohanim were more worried about halals. And if we have to, explains why. When a Kohen wants to marry from this family until he checks them out. And a Kohen wants to marry that. He wants to. Why we have to go another two generations?
If you read Halacha
19, they're not so careful because the Kohen.
No. It's like if it's a Kohen who wants to marry.
Kohen wants to marry a Kohen family.
You're less strict because
they've been more careful.
Okay, yeah.
But if it's Yisraels and Levim are less careful.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay,
Chaf. Now the question is, why are we only checking the women? Why aren't we checking the dads? Chaf. V'loma b'yidik b'nashim b'lvad. Why do we only check women? Why aren't we checking the dads? Meisha nashim, because men, they're rotten guys. Kaleisha Riva says that whenever two men fight with each other, v'yichar v'schaver, and they start cursing out their friends, b'apsul shesho, they say you're a S.O. whatever. You gotta say whatever you are. You're a mamzer, whatever.
Standard oil.
Right?
Standard
oil. V'ilo ha'yisham so, and they would have found out. Men are very insulting. So that would be common knowledge. Women don't curse themselves out about lineage, and therefore it's kind of quiet. So therefore you have to make inspections. Okay, now, Chaf Aleph. Now, the question is, when do we make inspections? When a man, when a Kohen wants to marry. How come we don't make any inspections when a girl wants to marry? Chaf Aleph. How come the man has to check when he wants to marry into a family? Or if, let's say, there is something wrong with the chazaka. And how come a woman doesn't have to check? The answer is because men Kohanim are the ones who have to be concerned with the Aveira.
Because
we didn't warn kosher Kohanic women that they can't marry people who are apostle. It's only a problem for a man who's a Kohen to marry apostle. A female Kohen, daughter of a Kohen, doesn't have to marry. She can marry any of these people. So therefore, they don't have to worry. Okay, Chaf Beis. How about Kol Shekairin Loi Mamzer Sesek? Somebody walks over to you and say, you're a Mamzer.
Oi.
And he's quiet. He didn't say, no, I'm not. He was just silent. Onasin. Or he says, you're a Nasin. Which really means, effectively, he can't marry the Jewish people. He's quiet. Oh, hello, Vishosek. He claims a Chalon, he's quiet. Oh, every Vishosek. He calls him a Canaanite slave and he's quiet. Chayshel, we should be concerned. Ulamishpachto, and for his family. Ulamishpachto, you don't marry that family. Came both unless we check in the way we explained.
Whoa.
Going back the eight people or
Whoa.
10 people, we'd have to check it out. Silence is admission unless you're going to prove otherwise.
So it's not golden here.
That's right. Chav Gimel. Now, Mishpacha Shanis Ari Bo Safek Chalol. Now, before we're talking about the family was mixed in with what?
A chalal.
Before it was a chalal or avdus or something like that. Here it's the witness. I don't think there's a safek chalal. We're not sure if there's a chalal. Okay. So now, kol almana meosa mishpacha. So any almana now, any woman,
widow.
Any kosher woman
widow.
That
widow.
Got married to someone from that mishpacha, and now she's widowed from that mishpacha,
Asura.
Could be she now became a chalala. Because she could have married one of these suffake halals, right? That's when it's a problem. So, meosa mishpacha asur l'kalachila. She cannot marry a Kohen initially, right? As we'll see why in a minute. But Vimnesis, but if she does get married to a Kohen, Lo Seish doesn't have to leave. Now, why is it that she doesn't have to leave? On the one hand, we could say, there's a double doubt. What's the double doubt? Who did this Almana marry when she married into this family that had a question? On the one hand, Shemazu Almana Sosachal. On the one hand, the bad side is maybe this Almana, she's a widow because she married a definite Cholo. Or maybe Shema Eina Almanas, or Shema Eina Almanaso, or maybe she's not his Almana, yeah. Of being
the Halal.
Shema Zu Almanas Osa Halal. One second, what does that mean? The Imhi Almanas Onesu Bibi Osso. Shema, I forgot, what's the doubt over here?
It's paid dollar.
I know. Okay, what's the first doubt? The second doubt is obvious. The second doubt is maybe she was with a halal, maybe she wasn't with a halal. Or maybe the guy was a halal. The question, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
The almana maybe have not been an almana to this questionable guy. Right? Maybe she wasn't the almana of this questionable guy. And even if she is the almana of this questionable guy, but the questionable guy is a question. Shema chalal, who maybe is a chalal. Shema chalal, maybe he's not a chalal.
It's a double doubt.
In other words, we don't know if she had any business with a doubtful guy, A. And if it wasn't the doubtful guy, maybe the doubtful guy is okay. So that's why after the fact, she doesn't have to get divorced.
Right.
But initially, because of the Kedusha, the pedigree of the Kohanim, we don't allow her, even with a double doubt, to marry a Kohen. Aval imnisar v'chalal vade. But what if there was mixed into this family a certain chalal? Then call isha man asur l'kohen asur. Then any woman of this family is prohibited to the Kohen until we check back for the 8 women. Vimnisis teitzen, if she does get married, they have to be divorced.
Whoa.
Because there's for sure, it's only one doubt. It's only one doubt. Huadin, and similarly, not just a chalal, and he's worried about suffolk mamzer. If it's a suffolk mamzer, we say she shouldn't get married, but if she does, then she can stay. Or mamzer vadai, or a certain vadai, certain mamzer is in that family, then even if she's married, she has to be divorced. Sheis mamzer veishes chol, the wife of a mamzer chol, a kahuna. Regarding the kahuna, Yisrael is the same prohibition. A kohen cannot marry a woman who is married to them because they became zonas. Kamosh Rana, as we explained. Okay, 10:02. We finished.
You guys all that discussion on the. Is there anybody else?